Kidverse presents The Snape and the Pigeons, a magical jungle tale. Let's begin. In a lush green jungle, there lived an old snake. He had grown so weak that hunting had become impossible for him. One day, as he slithered slowly through the forest floor, hunger gnawed his belly. Desperate and hopeless, he thought, if I don't find food soon, I will surely die. Suddenly, his eyes caught sight of a group of pigeons pecking at grains near a tree. An idea flashed in his mind. He thought, maybe I don't need to hunt at all. I can trick these birds instead. The snake crawled slowly toward the pigeons. Seeing him, the pigeons fluttered their wings in panic. Don't be afraid. Don't fly away, called the snake in a tired, shaky voice. A brave pigeon named Coco stepped forward and asked cautiously, why shouldn't we be afraid? You're a snake. You eat birds like us. The snake lowered his head to the ground and sighed. Oh, dear birds, I am not the snake I used to be. Look at me. I'm old and weak. I can't climb trees, and I can't hunt anymore. I'm only looking for some work to survive. The pigeons looked at each other in confusion. Work? What kind of work can a snake do? Asked another pigeon named Momo. The snake replied, I can garner nests and eggs from the ground. In return, you can give me a little food every day. That's all I ask. The pigeons whispered among themselves. Can we trust him? Momo asked. He can't climb trees anymore, said Coco. Maybe he's telling the truth. But a cautious pigeon, named Tutu, narrowed his eyes. How do we know you won't eat our eggs when no one is watching? The snake shook his head sadly. Oh no, dear Tutu, I am far too old and weak to climb trees. I will stay on the ground and keep watch. After much discussion, the pigeons finally agreed. All right, said Coco. You can stay near our nest. But if anything happens to our eggs, you'll be the first one we blame. The snake smiled slyly. You have my word. For a few days, the snake did his job honestly. He kept an eye on the nests from the ground, and the pigeons rewarded him with grains every day. One day, another snake slithered by and saw him. Brother, what are you doing here? Asked the visitor snake. The old snake sighed. I'm guarding these pigeons' nests for food. I can't hunt anymore. The visitor snake laughed wickedly. A mighty snake reduced to a servant of birds. How shameful. I have no choice, the old snake said bitterly. Said the visitor snake, flicking his tongue. I have a better idea. Why guard their eggs when you can eat them? You know where the nests are. Give me the locations, and I'll climb up and steal two eggs every day, one for you and one for me. The old snake hesitated. I promise to protect the pigeons. The visitor snake sneered. Promises won't fill your belly. Think about it. After much persuasion, the old snake ate in. Days passed, and the pigeons began to notice something strange. Where are our eggs going? Coco asked worriedly. We've lost eggs from every nest. Pigeons gathered around the old snake. You promised to protect our nests, Momo cried. What's happening to our eggs? The snake put on a sad face. Oh, dear friends, I've seen an eagle hovering around the trees these past 2 days. He must be the one stealing your eggs. The pigeons gasped. An eagle? What should we do? Go and find him, the snake suggested. Ask him to leave. The pigeons nodded and flew off in search of the eagle. After flying for hours, the pigeons found an eagle resting on a hill. Coco approached him bravely. Mr. Eagle, are you stealing our eggs? The eagle looked surprised. Why, of course not. We birds have a code. We never eat the eggs of other birds. The pigeon sighed in relief. Then can you help us find out who's stealing them? The eagle nodded. I will keep watch near your nests and find the thief. The next morning, the eagle hid in a tree and watched carefully. Soon, he saw the visitor snake slither up a tree and steal two eggs. The eagle followed him as he slid back down and handed one egg to the old snake. The eagle flew back to the pigeons. I found your thieves, he exclaimed. It's the old snake and his friend. The pigeons were furious. They flew down and caught both snakes red-handed. How dare you betray us? Momo yelled at the old snake. The eagle swooped down, grabbed both snakes in his powerful beak, and said, You've broken the bird's code. Now you will pay the price. With a mighty flap of his wings, the eagle carried both snakes high into the sky and dropped them into a deep valley. The pigeons cheered. Thank you, Mr. Eagle. You saved our eggs. Always stay united, the eagle advised. Together, you are stronger than any enemy. The lesson of the story, honesty and trust are the foundations of friendship. A betrayal of trust can never end well. The lesson of this story, evil deeds always get exposed, no matter how cleverly they are hidden. The lesson of the story, unity is strength. When we stand together, we can defeat any challenge. Did you know? Snakes use their tongues to smell the air. They're not all bad. They play an important role in the ecosystem by controlling pests. Did you know? Pigeons have been used to carry messages for centuries and are known for their incredible navigation skills. Now let's talk about the story. Why was the old snake unable to hunt? What idea did the snake have to get food? Why did the pigeons agree to the snake's offer? Who was the visitor snake? And what did he suggest? What excuse did the old snake give when the pigeons noticed missing eggs? How did the pigeons find out who was stealing their eggs? What did the eagle do to the two snakes? What lesson did the eagle teach the pigeons? What is the moral of the story? What can we learn from the pigeon's actions? Fun things to try. Build a pigeon nest. Use materials like paper, twigs, or clay to create a model pigeon nest. Trust badge. Design a badge that represents trust and unity for the pigeons. Unity skit. Create a short skit showing how unity among the pigeons helped them defeat the snakes. That was The Snake and the Pigeons, a magical jungle tale from Kidverse. You can read this story and see all the pictures at kidversehub.com. Thank you for listening, and keep being curious.